Says the Gemara, on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, if you remember what we're up to the fifth wide line. Tana, Eitz Avos Kasher, a braided tree is kosher. B'she'in Avos Pasul, if it's not braided, it is not kosher. Hey, Chizami Avos, what does Avos mean? We all know this. Amar of Yehuda, V'hudi Kaimi Klasa Klasa Tarpi Be'ekina. If there are three leaves in each level, in each set, each nest. Rav Kahana Amar Afilu Trei V'chad. Rav Kahana says, no, even if there's two with one underneath them, right? There's not a set of three, but Rashi says he's describing like a set of three that are not even. Two are even, and one is a little lower, and then it covers the other two. That also counts as what we call nowadays Mesholish, or what this Bryson called Avos. Rav Acham Reid, Rav Mahadra Trei V'chad, hold enough of Yudhir Kahana, he would daf could try to find one with like two and another one slightly below them, even though like no one thinks that it's better than three on the same level, but just because it came out of the mouth of Rav Kahana, he wanted to show that he follows whatever Rav Kahana says, so he's Davka Makbet to find those, so you can show that he follows Rav Kahana. But then, Amrli, Margar Mim, and Ravashi, said, don't emulate that, because Abba, my father, meaning Amemar, Lahau Hadashota Karlei, would call that a Hadashota. Right? He would call that a Hadashota, meaning that it's not Mesholish, or it's not Avos. The simple shot is that this one with like two and one beneath it is a Hadashota, because it's not Mesholish, and as a Hadashota, it is puzzle, because she'inu avos puzzle. That's the simple shot. There is a very strange shita of the Ramah in Simon Tov Reish Mem Vav. If Gimel, who says there's a minhag in his days, you know, perhaps the Achronim writer was a minhag of desperation, the Ikaman Damer Vigmar de Kusher, the Alkane Nogin, the Elam Dinos, the Kathila, Lotzeis, the Elam Adasim, the Vonga, and Shlosha Olam, the Gibol Echad. We have ones that aren't Mesholish, and the Minhag in his days in Ashkenaz, we Yotze with Hadassim that weren't Mesholish. Why? What's this justification of the strange Minhag in the Ramad? The Ramad brings two reasons. The Rodi says there's a man to Amr in the Gemara that it's Kusher. So maybe we Paskin like Rav Kahana, and who was it who followed Rav Kahana? And Rav Acha Breda Rava, and not like Amemar. Okay, it's a little strange. It doesn't sound like it's Maskana. Or the Yesh Mishakasav, the Adlasim Shalom, Enikron Hadashota, Holbeim Shnaim, Lagam Shnaim, Enikad Hashota, Nisku Gemara. Chayin Nog, the Hakim Moshakasav, Ma'arik, U Ma'ari Yisulin, the Shut Ma'arik, and the Chuvas of the Baal Chuvas Hadeshin. He says maybe, and what does this say? Rashi says, what's the case of Hadashota? Two olin ba'okatz echad v'ala echad milamata. There are two and one underneath it. Maybe it's only Hadashota if there's two with one underneath it. But any other combination is not a Hadashota. It's also a little dachuk, right? It's only Hadashota if there's two with one underneath. But if there's two and two, then it's not a Hadashota. Or if there's two with one above them, it's not a Hadashota. Okay, there's clearly getting very desperate here. The Taz actually says an interesting way of reading the Gemara, which seems to be perhaps a slightly better justification of that strange minhag. He says, what was Mar Bar Meir saying to Ravashi? Abba called that a Hadashota. There are two ways to read that. The main way of reading that is Abba called that a Hadashota. He considers it a Hadashota. Hadashota is mentioned in the first parak as something that's puzzled. But another way of reading it is that he would just call it a Hadashota. He would exaggerate and call this a Hadashota by using exaggerated language, say, oh, that's a Hadashota. He didn't mean it was literally Hadashota. He just meant that it wasn't mos mechudar, that it wasn't minam muvchar. And why would he just be saying it's not minam muvchar? Because Rav Acha, Breda Rava, Davka looked for ones that were two with one beneath them. Some of you out here said, don't Davka look for them, because they're kosher, but not so mahudr, and they're almost like a Hadashota. Okay, Lamaisa, we have three justifications of the strange minhag Ashkenaz, days of Ramah. Either number one, we paskin like Rav Kahana, Rav Acha, Breda Rava, or number two, only the exact case mentioned here is Hadashota.
if there's two with one underneath. But any other combination is not Hadashota. Or number three, the Taz. No, Marber Mimer just meant it's not Mahodur and it's a little like a Hadashota. He didn't mean it was a literally possible like a Hadashota. In any case, say the later Achronim that all these three, as far as even put together, are not really worth being Somichan, and therefore we nowadays do not rely on this Kula. And what? And here he says, yeah, the Mishabur is not explicit, like what if you are totally stuck? You know, if you have no other choice what you do, it sounds like if you have no other choice, you rely on these Dachuk Svaras, at least for Ashkenazi, but nowadays we wouldn't.
We were talking, maybe it's our memory, or my memory, or something. When we were kids, I don't remember back in America about Mishmashim so much. Could that have been...
When we were kids, no. So when we were kids, it's not a difference of the sheath of Mishulashim. When we were kids, the world worked differently. Nowadays, everything's packaged with everything written on the hechsher, etc. When we were kids, when I was a kid, you didn't come. Okay, when I was a kid, it was probably similar to when you were a kid in this respect. The Hadassim didn't come in like little bags of three with like Shir Chaz and Ish Mishulash and Mahudr Aleph and Mahudr Aleph Aleph. The Hadassim came. A guy had a big crate full of Hadassim, and you picked three. And you bought them. But the way I recall when I was a kid, it wasn't that we were makbid on Mishulashim. It's just that it was more do-it-yourself style when I was a kid. You probably remember the days when we were a kid, if you wanted to have an olive oil menorah, you had to pour the oil into the cup and put in the wick. So it's just, it was a different world when we were kids. It was a different world. So, but what I remember being a kid is, yeah, they'd sell a whole crate of Hadassim, but you would check the three you wanted to buy to make sure they were Mishulashim. So I think that people were makbid, just you had to be makbid on your own. It wasn't all taken care of for you.
And we're not assuming that this is like a Shas Chacha in the Gemara where we had, you're allowed to use psulim, or you're assuming that even if there was, this is not a shame.
No, he seems to be assuming that it's like a real heter, not because of the Shas Chacha in the Gemara. That's what we're assuming. You could have said otherwise.
That might mean that it might be a real heter. Why is that not a real heter?
so we'll get to that. Okay, now, thank you. We'll get to that as soon as we can. Okay, but in any case, let's leave that Rama aside for now. You know, there are all these explanations, but they're very weak. And, you know, the Bir Grav is Shar Achronim Shekulam Pik Bekuma Ovid Alamina Gazet. The Gra and all the other Achronim question this very seriously.
When you go with the Shita, the Hadashota isn't Min
Hadash. Okay, so... that's what I was about to say, so let's come back to that in a moment. But that's not where the Ramah is going at all, right? Okay, but it's not. Okay, let's read a little more in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Nashru Rov, Allah, and Ishtai Romiyot, if most of the leaves fell off and only minority are left, it's kosher. Well, Vachne Avoto Kayemet. As long as the Avot is still Kayem, which means the triple leaves. First said most of them fall off its kosher. Then you say you need the avot to still be kayim. Came in the nati lutre avot heichmash kafza. Once two out of the three fall off, how is it still going to be avos? After all, you're only going to have one left if most of them fell off. One left on each level, and it's for sure not going to be avos. Amar Rabbi Mashkafla of Asimitzra. No, you have in this either Egyptian or Egyptian myrtle or myrtle planted on borders. The kind of shivashiva chakina that each nest had seven. The not be a problem. Even if four fell off, you'd still have three left, and it would not be a problem. Rabbi Shmuel and I asked Mr. Kosel Hashanah. We can deduce from this, since the only way to explain this brisa is by making the kemp as an asa mitzvah, we can deduce an asa mitzvah as kosher for. For the Hadassah and the Lulav, Shita, isn't that obvious? No, Madhu Zayma Holbe Yisrael Shem Levi, the Maskashi Gamashal, you might have thought it's not called an Asa, which is Hadassah in Aramaic, but Asa Mitzra, it has a, how do you say Shem Levi in English? A modifier, right? That it's not Kusher. Gamashal, that it is still Kusher. Emach Hanami, maybe Takshi Pasmo, no, Eitz Avos, or Ponyu Kal Makam. Eitz Avos means any kind of Eitz Avos, even if it has a modifier. Okay, let's come back to Yovshu Rov Olav. Where we're going to say you need three Bade Alalachin at the top. Let's discuss Avos for a moment. there's a big machlokes, and this is Nogeya Ad HaYomazeh. How avos does it have to be? How much, I guess let's, maybe we should read a tiny drop more. Let's finish up the Gemara, just because this will be background. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Yavshur Rov Avos. Now, nothing is falling off, necessarily. But most of the leaves dried out. V'nisha Rosh Shlosha Badi Alalachin, and you were left with three badim of moist leaves that were not dry. Kosher. Okay. V'amar Chizur Rosh Kolech V'echad at the top of each one. Okay, as you noticed, I did not translate the word badi. I know what Olam Lachin are, I know what Shlosha are, I know what Rosh is, but what are badi and what's called Echad V'echad? So here we have a big machlokes. What does Rashi say bade means? What does Rashi say bade means? So, it means three shlosha badin, called bad bad shlosha ozen lachen, bats mi shlosha lohavi avos. So he's not, shu'olen lachen b'roshe habadin. Okay. The Alan Lachin are at the Rosh of the Badim. A Bad has to be something with a Rosh. So what are Badim? Badim are sticks. Unless you have a more mellifluous word for me to, a synonym for me to use. Branch. Badim are branches. Meaning, you need three branches with moist leaves. How many moist leaves? So Rosh says each branch needs three moist leaves. Because without three, then you can't really recognize it as avos. So each branch needs three moist leaves. Where do those three moist leaves have to be? On the top. So this is what?
For the meantime, at least, that we're going to learn variations
for Rashi.
Oh,
I'm on Rashi. So again, gimel bade olin lachin for Rashi. It means what are bade equals branches, and what does it mean? It means that you need each branch has three moist leaves on top. Okay, who else agrees with Rashi? So, was in the Makaros, the Rid, the Rush quotes the Rid, from the Piskei Rid here, who also agrees with Rashi. And the Rambam seems to agree with Rashi, right? Because the Rambam says, the Rambam does bring this down. And says, let me just read you the Rambam very quickly. This Rambam would be in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, and the Rambam says, "Vafilo ein b'chol badu bad." A bad here clearly means a branch. How do I know? Because he just said you need two bade araba and three bade hadas. So bad clearly means a branch in this context. So and. Even if every bad only has three olam lachin, then it's kosher. Three moist leaves is kosher. You have a rosh habad as long as there's a top of the branch. So the Rambam is like this, and the Rid is like this, as quoted in the Rush. Okay, anyone want to give me a different pshat and badin? What's the other pshat and badin? The bad might mean
a ten.
A ten, right? It's I don't know. I don't have a good English word. Does anyone have a good English word for like one level? A ten, right? So it might mean a nest.
What? Bud, maybe?
No, because it means like the level where there's right. Three. So a ken. We'll call it a ken. A nest. I can't do better than that. We'll call it a nest. Okay, so then what does it mean? It means you need three nests of moist leaves. Where do those three nests have to be? What?
On a branch.
On a hold it. Those three nests have to be on how many branches? not clear, right? So, what does the rush say? Right? What does the rush say? Let's look at the rush. Right here, it's not clear. Let's say it means branch. But, and what's the basic question? Do you need three nests on, make me a word and then say branch. Three nests on the three branches, or three nests on each branch, right? three nests on each branch, or three nests on the or three nests on all the branches. So, for example, says the Ritva and the Ran.
It means nests, and it means that you need three nests of three leaves each, one nest on each branch. In which case, they turns out the same as Rashi. Different pshat, but same psak.
Rashi says you need three bottom, three branches, each with leaves on top, three leaves. They say no, it means you need three, you need three nests. Each nest is three leaves. Where are the three nests? On top of the three branches. So one is saying you need three nests on three branches. The other says you need three branches, each with a nest. They end up saying the same thing. But if you want to be... so then it's just the same thing, different Pirush and the Gemara, but same psak. excuse me. Halacha l'maisa. The Rush also says it must mean nests. And then he quotes the he quotes the Rid, who agrees with Rashi, and he says he doesn't like it. He says, what do you mean you're left with three branches? You only started with three branches. He doesn't like Rashi's. So he says that nearly Yavshu Roval of Shahadash Nayu Gimel Badim Utlasa Bechad Kina Mikri Bad Al Shem Shiyotsim Ke'echad Makum Echad V'chol Kan V'kan Omeid Levad Al Kenu Karbad K'mo Badei Machlin Gametzia Badei Olon Lachin K'lomor Olon Lachin Yesh B'chol V'chol Badu Bad V'lo Shiyu Kulon Lachin Dim Kein Abel Memer Gimel Badin Lachin K'lomor Shol Shol Badei Olon Lachin Masha Yishem Mitzas Olon Lachin. Ah, so here he says because Kamar official Osa Allah Yebarosh Kobadu Bad, he gimel Allah and Shalkan Ephod Yosin, and after the Yul and Samurk will stand where Nicker Rosh, Tully Hukyu Nirahu Yoser, May Achirim. So what does he say? He says that, says the Rush and the Itter and the Meiri, that it means nests, but it doesn't mean three nests on three branches, it means three nests on each branch. Right, you need three nests on each branch. That's much more machmir. Instead of needing three nests that are moist, you need nine moist nests, right? Three on each of the three branches. What's the only difference between the Rush and the Itter and the Meiri is, what does it mean, uverosh kol echad ve'echad? Let me just put uverosh kol echad ve'echad. According to Rashi, Barosh kol echad ve'echad means the top of each branch. According to Rit from the Ran, it also means the top of each branch. Which, according to Rashi, each branch is called a bad. And according to the Rit from the Ran, a branch is not called a bad. A nest is called a bad, but they're in the top of each branch. According to the Rush and the Itter and the Iri, here they come out a little differently. The Itter and the Meiri are here. Nests, they start at the same. Three nests on each branch. What's the difference? The difference is what's called Echad Ve'Echad. So what's called Echad Ve'Echad? What would you say? On the top of each? What's called Echad Ve'Echad? The top of each what? Each branch. That's what the Itter and the Meiri say. Top of each branch. A branch is not called a bad, but that's okay. It doesn't say each bad. It just says each branch. In which case, what do we mean? Three nests on each branch, on the top of each branch, and there are three moist nests on each branch on the top. Right? What comes out? Three moist nests on top of each branch. What does the Rush say that's differently? What he says differently, he's like Rashi, that he thinks kol achas va'achas means a bad. He says top of each nest called bad. He doesn't think bad means what Rashi means, but he thinks, well, everything's on top of each bad. And what does it mean on the top of each nest? What's on the top of each nest? So I'll read it to you again. He says that, if you're listening, also ha'ola, the leaf, should be, not the branch should be on top of the, not the nest should be on top of the branch. The leaf should be on the top of each bad of each nest. Ki gimel olam shalvan echa yotz mikan ve'echa yotz mikan ve'gimel ve'emtza morgan. Usually, the way Dasam worked in his days, one on the side, one on the side, and there was one leaf that covered the other two leaves, and that was called the top. Who ended it? Nikor Rosh, who both told you 100 and 100 depended on him. What does he say it means? It means that you need three nests whose top leaf is moist on each branch. It's not talking about the nest being on top of the branch. It's talking about the leaf being on top of the nest. That v'rosh kol echad ve'echad, you need the leaf that's on the top of every nest to be moist. What does top mean? It doesn't mean higher. If it was higher, it would be a hadashota. It means that it covers the other two leaves partially. It's a bigger leaf that covers the other two leaves. Okay, in the end, how many moist leaves do you need in the end? So, total moist leaves. Leaves, for Rashi, you need 9. For the Ritva and the Ran, same thing, 9. For the Itra and the Iri, you need 27. Right? Because each branch has to have 3 nests of moist leaves. And for the Rush, you need 9, but not the same 9. You need, where are they? No, because it has to be 3 different nests. For Rashi and the Rif, you need 9. 1, 2, 3. Here also, 1, 2, 3. For the Rush, you need 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, but it has to be the top. Each one has to be the top of their nest, like lying on the other ones. And for the Itra and the Iri, you need 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3. Okay, those are the 4 different shittas of interpreting this Gemara.
According to the Rush, would they still have to be on the top, though?
No, because he says it means leaf. He says it means leaf on top of the nest. So then there's no mucker that has to be on top of the branch. Where do you see a mucker top of the branch if that's not what it means in this line? Does he say that? But Rosh Kol Echad Ve'Echad, the leaf has to be on the top of its nest. It never says the nest has to be on top of a branch. Yeah, I don't see where he'd say that. Okay. Therefore, I think I drew a Badavka. Okay. Anyway, Lemaisa, okay. We are going to leave that. We're going to leave this for now. The Lemaisa says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber, he brings down, first of all, on top of each stick, there's one nest of 3 moist leaves: Rashi, Ritva, and Ran, Rambam, and Rid. And then he quotes a Yesh verse in the Rush. No. As long as the leaf that's overlying the other leaves in the nest is good, then it is okay. That's the Yesh Omrim. But we pass like the main, and he says we pass like the main Dea in the Mechaber, which is like Rashi and the Rambam and the Rif. This is the Halacha, and this is the Yesh Omrim. In the Shulchan Aruch, right? These come down to the same thing. Okay, Viking. Now, let's go back to Avos. Yeah?
I'm not sure I fully understood. Within the Rush, like, whatever he's explaining, it isn't like by definition, whatever leaf is there is going to be at the top of the nest. Yeah, like,
the leaf is... No, it didn't fall off. They dried. This is how many are moist. We're not talking about falling off. We're talking about moist and dry. By the way, Morty, just in case you weren't sure... I'll read you a Mishnah Berurah. Who das a rush uludidei lo ba'ina she'akan v'rosho davka. According to the rush, the nest doesn't have to be at the top of the branch. Which is obvious, because it only said rosh once, and he interprets that rosh to be different. Yeah, we're not talking about nashru, we're talking about yashu. Okay, There's also a bit of machlokas. What if the three are withered or in between? The Raga thinks, no, if only three are left, then they have to be totally moist. And the Rush disagrees, says, no, as long as they're not totally dry. Okay, we're not getting to that now. Let's talk about avos now. So the first question at avos is, not avos with an aleph, avos with an ayin, is how meshulash does the hadas have to be? And here we have up to four shitas. How meshulash does the hadas have to be? How much needs to be meshulash? Okay, what's the most machmir shita? I mean, we can all figure it out on our own. What's the most machmir shita? How much needs to be meshulash? Everything needs to be meshulash. Who quotes that shita that everything needs to be meshulash? The Ritva and the Ran. The Ritva and the Ran both quote from a yesh. This both imply that everything needs to be meshulash. The Ra'ah also sounds like everything needs to be meshulash. The Magen Mishnah says mefurish, everything needs to be meshulash. And the Torah, which I didn't put on the Makaros quotes, they go, oh, and that, everything needs to be meshulash. So one, Shita is Kulo. This is the Ra'ah, Ritva, and Ran, meaning the Beit Midrash and the Ramban. The Magen Mishnah is also that Beit Midrash. And the Torah, Bishem Gaonim, you can either look it up or take my word for it, he quotes this from Gaonim. Okay, what's the next most machmir Shita? The Ravid, who says it both in Hilchas Lulav and in Hasagos on the Rambam, right? And who agrees with the Ravid?
Rush.
The Rush, right? The Rush, the one who quotes the Ravid's Hilchas Lulav. So, Rubo Le'ikuva, the Kulo Le'chatkila, he admits he might have a general rule. It's always better, Le'chatkila, not relying on Rove. But push comes to shove Rove, right? You ever notice when you go shopping for Hadassim, they say like Kusher. What does Kusher mean? Rove Meshulash. And Mahudr, what does Mahudr mean? Mahudr means it's all Meshulash. So the both of those packages follow the Ravid. The Ravid admits Mahudr, have it all Meshulash. And it's Kusher if it's Rove Meshulash. Right, this is the Shita of the Ravid.
Did they say the names of the Rishonim and the different packages?
And the Rush, no. Certainly not. And then they have, depending on Shir Chazanish or Shir Chaynar, an old Fachim affects it. And then the Super Mahudars, if they're like more even, as we discussed earlier. Okay, enough now. And are there any other Shitas out there? What does the Itter say? I put the Itter here, right?
Sure.
Did I put the Itter here? Yes, I did.
Even one time only.
What does the Itter say? So here it's a little tricky. I'm not sure I read the Itter the same as everyone else. I'm going to give it one more try. Okay? Says the... the Itter, he says, Tanur Rabbanan Yav Shurov Olam Shari Gimel Badi Olam Lachin Kosher Bechol Bad Gimel Olam Lachin Depachli Gimel Badi Olam Ein Avos Amar Chiz Rosh Kolech Beecham Stavr Tchilosu Kesofo Sheim Gimel Badi Avos Berosh Kolechad Beechad Kosher. If there are three badim that are avos at the top of each one, it's kosher. V'lo be'in a kol shiur avos. You don't need the whole thing to be avos. Okay, he says you need gimel badi avos barosh kalecha ve'echad. What does he think the word bad means? Remember, your two options. Branch or nest. Obviously, he can't mean three branches at the top of each one. That's ridiculous. He must mean three nests at the top of each one. And then it makes sense, because he said one line above, b'chol bad gimel alin. Each bad has three leaves. What has three leaves? A nest. Right? So he then says, and again, I know that some Rishonim and Achronim quoting differently, but I didn't, trust me, some Rishonim and Achronim quoting this way also. They still think Boron quotes this way, and it's Mucher from a few other places. Three Badim Barosh Kol Echad, remember the sheet of the Itter? The Itter, what the Itter really seems to say, if you really think I'm wrong in the Itter, you can tell me, but I really think I'm right in the Itter, says the Sefer Itter, he says, Gimel Kinim Virosh Kol Anaf. Right, Anaf is a branch. That is the Itter. Meaning, you need three, nine leaves, three of those nests at the top of each one. That's what the Itter really seems to say. He doesn't say three leaves at the top of each one. He says, Gimel Bade Avos Virosh Kol Echad Ve'echad. And we know that he says, Abad is Bechol Bad Gimel Olam. So you need nine leaves, three sets of avos at the top of each one. Ah, oh, remember the Gemara says, Sharling Murray, that he says you need five tfachim, because it's hard to find three tfachim. Ask everyone in the Itter. If you say you need all to be avos, it's hard to find three tfachim, it's all avos. It's impossible to find five. Same need three row bubbles. That's also okay. It's hard to find three fucking, that's row bubbles. Five is super hard. If you only need three on top, what's the difference between finding five fucking and three fucking? You only need three bubbles on top. So it should be just as easy to find a two tefach, a three tefach, a four tefach, and a five tefach. Well, you need three sets on top. So the itzer defends himself right here and says no. Because the longer they grow, the more the leaves separate. And therefore, a long one is less likely to have three meshulashim at the top. A short one is more likely to have three meshulashim at the top. They say it's hard to find such a long one. We can't find a five tefach one with meshulash. Why not? You only need three sets on top? Ah, because to be five tefach has to grow more. And the more it grows, the more the leaves diverge from each other. Okay, I haven't checked the botanist, but that's what the answer says to defend himself.
Can't you answer that he's talking to Chathil and Bedevit? That look, look, the damage, not even fine, but look, look, the whole thing is better, and he's saying that's why it's hard.
But what I said is what he says to defend himself. So, I'm repeating what he says, so you could, but that's not what he says. Okay, is there another Shita? How did the Torah quote the Itter?
Not like you.
I know, not like me, not like the Itter. How does the Torah quote the Itter?
Sounds like to me it did you
one row. What?
One row going around. That's
exactly. All you need is Kan Echad. Birosh kol anaf. That is clearly how the Torah quotes the Sefer HaItter. Okay, I don't know how he understood the Sefer HaItter. I don't know if he had yours in the Sefer HaItter. I don't know if he didn't have a copy of Sefer HaItter and just read the Sefer HaItter quoted by someone else and it was like in a misleading formulation. But that's the Torah quotes from the Sefer HaItter. And who else does the Torah says holds this?
Smug.
What?
Smug.
I don't remember. Okay, could be. I don't remember who else.
Oh, but more. Oh.
Doesn't the Torah say someone else holds this? Like the Rambam? Doesn't the Torah say the Rambam holds this?
No.
Yes, he does. I don't care what it says in the Sefta. So, Torah b'shem Sefer Itter, their Rambam. Does the Rambam hold this or not? Is not 100% clear, right? We're not 100% clear what the Rambam says. Says the Rambam, excuse me, the Rambam discusses this in three places. What does the Rambam say in three places? In Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, says the Rambam, that it means, Shlosha Olano Yoser Al Kain Begibol Echad. You need three or more leaves on one nest. Okay, does that mean one? Or does that mean each? Right? Not 100% clear in the Rambam. Look at Perek Lula Perek Ches Halacha He, says the Rambam. Hadas Nasharov Olav, in the Shtayr Shlosha Olin Bekan Echad Kasher. If you're left with three leaves in Kan Echad, then it's Kasher. But we're not sure what the Rambam means. Shlosha olim b'kan echad, three leaves in one nest is kosher. All you need is one nest. Or shlosha olim kan echad, three leaves in each nest is kosher. And then it's just like you had seven leaves and most of them fell off, but you left with three leaves in each nest is kosher. So we're not sure what the shita of the Rambam is. I'll just put the Rambam on the board here. Zion Bays, he says. What was my lashon? Shlosh alin, etc. Begivel echad. Alin. Begivel echad. Does he mean possibility one, possibility two? On each nest, or on one nest is good enough. Okay. Ches hay. He says, even if they all fell off, it's enough if you have Shlosha Alin Bekan Echad. Does he mean on each nest? Yeah, you need to have three leaves on each nest. Asim Atzra, you can lose 4 out of 7. If you start to 13, you can lose 10 out of 13, as long as you have 3 on each nest. Or does he mean no, on one nest? The problem is, in Hebrew, it's ambiguous. What does it mean Shlosha Alin Bekan Echad? Shlosha Alin on each kan, or Shlosha Alin on one kan? And the last Rambam is Zayin Ches. Zayin Ches is the case of the dry ones, he says. Afilo ein b'chol bad v'bad elo shlosha olin lachin k'sherim. Zayin Ches. Afilo shlosha olin lachen sheirim. If they're on the top, what are the two ways to read? Here it's clear, you only need three moist leaves. The problem is there are two ways, there aren't two ways to read this. Even if there's only three moist leaves, you only need three leaves. The question is, how do you read this? Do you read that you need only three moist leaves, but all the leaves are there? All the leaves are there. It's enough if three of them are moist that it should have hinder. Or do you read it as no? It's also ambiguous. If you're left with only three moist leaves, it's okay. That means you're left with all the leaves, but three moist, it's okay? Or no, you're only left with three moist leaves and nothing else. Or does it mean three moist leaves and nothing else? This is very unclear in the Rambam. Three Rambams that are all unclear. Does he mean you need shlosha olim b'gevul echad, just one nest of three? Shlosha olim kan echad, one nest of three. That's two. One nest of three, one nest of three, and only three moist leaves in one nest, and the rest can be gone. You don't need anything. Which doesn't mean no. You need three leaves in each nest. Three leaves in each nest. You only need three moist leaves, but you need all the leaves to be there. You just only need three of them to be moist. Okay, give me a name to associate with each of these pshatim in the Rambam. Sure. Someone, give me a name.
Yeah.
To associate, who has each of these pshatim in the Rambam?
Magid Mishnah.
Magid Mishnah has this pshat. Magid Mishnah says, remember, the Magid Mishnah says it needs to all be mishulish. You need it all mishulish. What did the Rambam mean, three in a nest? Three in each nest, and it's all mishulish. What do you mean, it's enough to have three in a nest? Yeah, you can have asked him, it's raw, four fell off, you're left with three in each of the nests, but it's all mishulish. What does he mean, only three moist leaves? Only three leaves need to be moist, but they all need to be mishulish. And give me a name to associate with the other one.
The rush in the tour.
The Lechem Mishnah, b'shem the tour, right? Torah is also based on the Rosh, Nachon. The Lechem Mishnah, quoting the Torah, says, no, the Rambam holds all you need is one kan, and therefore the Rambam's like this alleged Sefer HaItter. It's not clear that the Shita exists. The Sefer HaItter doesn't really seem to say it. And the Rambam might or might not mean it. It's hard to tell what the Rambam means. Okay, but there are four possibilities as to how much avos you need in order to call it an eitz avos. Now, let us just ask ourselves a simple question. Chesky, I'm going to need your help. What's wrong with a hadashota? Why is a hadashota possible? What's the nature of that psul? What's the nature of the psul of hadashota? It's because it's not avos, I know. Okay, is there room for more chakira? Ah, so maybe it's a different species, right? So what's wrong with a hadashota? Meaning, not mishosh, right? One possibility is that it is a different species. A hadashot is a different species. After all, what's the big raya everyone brings that a hadashot is a different species from the Gemara in our Maseches? Where in the Gemara in our Maseches giving a raya that hadashot is a different species? Exactly, because the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Ezra that says, Suahar v'heviu ali zayis v'ali shemen v'ali hadas v'ali tor v'ali etz avos. Go bring Ali Hadas and Ali Eitz Avos. Isn't it the same? No, Ali Eitz Avos for Lulav and Ali Hadas to fill your sukkah with. Because you need stock for the sukkah. Already. So, that shows that it's two different species. Listed as two different species in the Pasuk in Ezra. It's actually Nehemiah. We shouldn't call it Ezra because they didn't yet split into two books. We call it Nehemiah. The Pasuk in Nehemiah says it's two species, different species, Alpina. Nehemiah, where's the pasuk in Nehemiah? It's a mefurish pasuk in Sukkah, Yud Beis, and Aleph. But it's also in Nehemiah Ches Tesvav that says, "Go bring Ali Hadas and Ali Yitzavos." Makes it sound like two species. Not a proof, but it makes it sound like two species. Okay, what's the other possibility? The other possibility is that it's not two species. It's just
aberration.
It's just not avos, right? The other possibility is that, no, it's the same species, just not Shane Avos.
It
doesn't
grow on the same tree?
What? Does it grow on the same tree? Does the same tree grow Mishulish and not Mishulish?
I have one.
What?
I have one random question.
Because the Rush says it grows in the same garden. It's not clear if you meant the same tree. Okay, it grows in the same tree. It's hard to say it's a different species, isn't it? You're sure about that? You'll check it out.
I'll get my glass.
Okay, it might depend which sheet you have.
The Rush says even more. They're even the same branch you can have two.
Right, species. Right. Okay, fair enough. So, maybe it's like mamish a different species, right? That is, who holds it's a different species? The Or Sameach is medayik that in the Rambam, because when the Rambam, where's my Rambam? Okay, it's a subtlety, but says the Rambam, he says, what are the species the Torah told us? So he says, kapos tmar, marchavio shel dekel, etc. Priyates hadar is an esrog, anavates avos is a hadas, that has shalosh olno yoser, but if not, it is a hadashota. So, the Or Sameach says, sounds like a different species. You know who I think for sure holds a different species? There's this weird comment in the Bahag. Anyone notice something weird in the Bahag they couldn't make sense of? No, don't tell me you can't make sense of anything in the Bahag. Here's the Or Sameach, right? Kamin acher. Kilof shota. Like a loaf shota, which is a different kind of loaf. Davishinoi bimin. Says the Bahag, you tell me what's weird in the Bahag. Ready? Tana avos kosher sheni avos pasul. Hechdim avos. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Kami klosa tarif b'chad kine. Rav Kahana. I'm Retrei b'chad. Rav Achmed. Rav Mahad. Retrei b'chad. Hold enough from the Rav Kahana. Rav Leibar. Rav Meir. Rav Ashi. Ana or Abba. Lahahu hadashota karile. The halacha of Rav Yehuda. Okay. So far he's quoting the Gemara. Can't be anything weird. I'm Rav Chista. Yud beizam an alf hadashota l'sukkah. Use your hadashota for sukkah. It's avos for lulav. That's also Gemara later on. That's his chiddush. Hadashota is pasul for lulav by itself or with others. What's a hadashota? The ravavon tarfe. Its leaves are big, upasyon, and broad. Why does he say anything about the leaves being big and broad? What did you think the definition of hadashota was?
Just out of line.
That it's not free. So why is he saying hadashota is the leaves that are Ravravan Vipassia that are large and broad? Maybe. What does that have to do with our Gemara? Doesn't Hadashota just mean that it's not three? And it's not just the Bahag. By the way, the Aruch says the exact same thing, and a few other more obscure Gaonic sources say the same thing. So I think what the Bahag is saying is that what's the Hadashota and Daf Yud Beis in Nehemia? The Hadashota in Nehemia is really a totally different kind of tree. Uh-huh. Which has totally different sized leaves, which is mamish a different species. If so, I think, what's he saying? He's saying the hadashota referred to in Nehemia as a totally different species. So now, if you're willing to make a sushal with me, that's clearly a different species. If that's clearly a different species, then if a meimar, or marbar meimar if you have the girsa ana, but probably abba, if a meimar called this hadashota, then it sounds like it's a different species because he's really saying hadashota is a different species. And if you don't have three, that's also hadashota. So you can always say he meant a lav davka. But if you take a davka, then it sounds like a different species. So what I would say is different species. This is which names do I put here? The Or Sameach and the Bahag, the Aruch. Why do I think the Bahag, the Aruch think it's a different species? Because they equate it to an actual different species. Meaning they equate it to a clearly different species, which has different shaped leaves. Different shaped leaves always make you a different species. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You could say they just equate it to halacha and it's just a guzma. All right, you could take it or leave it. Anyway, the other possibility is that it's the same species, it's just not avos. Okay, what would be a nafkamina, whether it's the same species, just not others, or a different species? What would be a nafkamina, anyone? What? How about Baltosif, right? How about Baltosif? And who discussed this? Of course, the Rush, right? This is very mefurish as a nafkamina in the Rush. The Rush is like the greatest discussion of this, and he's the one who brings the rayas from botany. Says the Rush, Nafkamina, number one, Baltosif in a Hadashota. Right? Obviously, we're assuming the mainstream sheet is that you're allowed to add Hadassim. Right? But are you allowed to add a Hadashota? So, says the Bahag, Usur, because it's a different min. Usur, because it's a different min. And says Rav Nutra Noigon or Apaltoigon, quoted in the Rush, no, it's not a different min. It grows the same. Look, it grows in the same garden, maybe on the same plant. How can you call it a different min? It's clearly the same min. So, says the Rav Nutra Noigon and Rav Paltoigon, I mean, those names are spelled differently, they say, no, it's mutter because it's the same min. It might not be kosher, but someone proved to me it's not baltosif to use something from the same species, even if that's not the right part of the same species. The lulav you're allowed to use, remember what the phrase was, siv the ikra the dikla. You're allowed to use the bast of the lulav tree or the wood of the lulav tree, as long as the same species, not baltosif. Right? So it's the same species, there should not be baltosif. Now, you
come to this side, it's the lack of shame about.
Okay, so give me half a second. No, because it's a different pasuk. Agav, you could, of course, say it's a different species, but still say there's no problem with baltosif if you wanted to use a factor from left field, like the Ritva, right? Although you could be matir for a different reason. Everyone remember some of the different reasons. Hopefully we haven't forgotten all of them. The Ritva lists a few reasons, such as l'chudei kai. Right, if you want to say there's no baltosif, it makes no difference what species it is. Right? Or noi, if you want to say anything that looks nice is not baltosif, then it doesn't make a difference. So you could say it's not baltosif even if it's a different min. Because there's no baltosif on noi. There's no baltosif on l'chudekai. And we pass the lulav in Sarek Egert. But if you don't assume these left field reasons to eliminate baltosif, you assume baltosif is fundamentally shayach. Remember, we saw that machlokas, whether baltosif is fundamentally shayach or not. Then, this would be a nafkamina of this chakira. Great. Another nafkamina might be, and here it gets a little tricky, what about yontif sheni? Would it be kosher on yontif sheni? If it's a different species, then would it be kosher on yontif sheni? Obviously not. Right? Puzzle. And this is basically what all the Rishonim and Acharonim say. What if it was the same species, it just wasn't ovos. Would it be kosher or pasul in yontif sheni? Then it would be a little tricky. After all, it would depend what we compare it to. I think here you could have two different formulations. You could say it's ein shmo alav, like ufta. If it's ein shmo alav, like ufta, then it would be pasul. Right? If you said, it's not a different species, but it's ein shmolav. Ofta is not is the same species. Ofta means the wood of the palm tree. Right? It's the same species, but it's ein shmolav. It's not a kapos tomorrow. It's the same species, but not a kapos. Here, it's the same species, but it's not enough avos. Then it would be pasul. And that's what all the poskim say. All the mafarshim say pasul on yontif sheni. The rav suggested that Afshar, the Rav suggested, he thinks the Ravid would hold, that, no, it's Shmo Alav, but missing the requirement, the, let's say, it's Shmo Alav, but it's missing the added requirement of Avos. No, it's not. It's avos. It's a different pasuk. It's missing the if it's just missing an added requirement, it's small of just missing an added requirement, then according to many shittos, it would be kosher and yontif sheni. According to the Rambam, you don't need any of the added requirements. You can't use an ufta. You can't use a zayat. But you don't need the added requirements on yontif sheni. Even according to Tosfos, you only need the added requirement on hadar and yontif sheni. You don't need other added requirements on yontif sheni. So then it would be kosher yontif sheni. And this is the Chiddush of the Rav, Ladas HaRavid. He thinks it would be kosher. He makes a big Chiddush. It would be kosher on Yontif Sheni. Now, the Rav gave another Nafkamina, but I'm not sure I'm so convinced. He said, Nafkamina is the Shear. How much Avos do you need? He said, if it's a matter of defining the Min, then you need it all to be Avos. You need it all to be Avos. But if it's just a requirement, then the requirement goes by Rove. Therefore, he wanted to make this into a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Here, I'm not 100% convinced of this. Because if you say it's a matter of defining the species, then I don't know how to define the species. Does the species depend whether it's all ovos, whether it's mostly ovos, whether it's a little ovos on top? Like, I can find different ways of defining the species. And even if you say it's just a separate requirement, I don't know, maybe a separate requirement is that it all has to be, or maybe that it mostly has to be, or maybe it has to have a little. So I'm not convinced this enough. Mina, the Rav thought enough, Kamina was, how much of it needs to be Mishulash. It's hard for me to be 100% convinced of that, so I am not going to put it on the board, but you should just know, you can look it up on your own. The big nafkamina, the big issue is, and this is a big nafkamina zman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, let's say we all buy nowadays, right? We all buy in the plastic,
yeah.
Right? What do we buy in the plastic? If we buy the non-mahoder, then it is, oh, by the way, how do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? Agav, this is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is like the Raisin and the Rush, is that it needs to be mechatchila all, and your yotzeh is mostly. Okay, if you buy non-mahoder, it's mostly. If you buy mahoder, then it's all. And then not only is it lechachila for the raivet, but your yotzeh. I mean, there's a lot of Rishonim things ma'akeh that it be all, so it's a very good reason, even if you're not only such mahader. Very good reason to buy mahoder hadasim, because according to many Rishonim, it's ma'akeh that it be all mesholosh, not just lechachila that it be all mesholosh. So I just listed 5 Rishonim here that's Ma'akev, plus another 2 Rishonim say it's L'chachila. That's against 1 Rishon, and we're not even sure if either of these are correct. You know, who say, you don't have to worry about it. So it seems to behoove us to buy Mahudra Adasim. Okay, you buy your Mahudra Adasim, right? However Mahudra they are. Wonderful, terrific. What happens sometimes? They fall off. What if they fall off? If they fall off, is that a problem or not? If they fall off, what's the problem? So, if they fall off, what's the problem? So, here you can ask this question in 2 ways. You can ask this question in 2 ways. Number one, you could ask, what if there's, after all, Nashru Rov Olav and Nashru Mitzas Olav? What if Nashru Mitzas Olav Ubatel Avoso. Mitzas Olav fall off. Mitzas Olav should be okay, right? Not sure Mitzas Olav is okay. I know it says that by Rava, but the assumption of almost everyone in the whole world is that it also applies to Hadassim. Nashu Mitzas Olav is okay. But what if Nashu Mitzas Olav and it's Mavatel the Avos? Such as, for example, 1 out of every nest fell off. Right? Like, for example, 1 of each nest fell off. And if you think that can't happen, it could for sure happen. You put your hadas in wrong and you rub something against it, and on one side it just knocks off all the leaves. Right? Even if it knocked off 1 leaf, that would be a shayla for the Ra, for the Rish and the Ran. If it knocked off most of the leaves on one side, it would be a shayla for the Ra and the Rush. What if you ruin the avos? Nashru mitzas olav, but you ruin the avos. So, what's the halacha? This is the famous machlokas between who and who? Between who and who? Who's the famous makel? The famous makel on this is? Who's the famous makel? No? Who's the famous makel? No one?
The
Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is the famous makel. The Ra'ah is the famous makel in this. Says the Ra'ah, it's kosher, no problem. Says the Ra'ah kosher, no problem. He says even if 1 of every nest fell off, you now have no avos whatsoever, right? Each nest has 2. You have 0 avos, it's still fine. Why? Because it started off avos. And the Ritva seems to agree with the Ra'ah l'maisa, right? The Ritva quotes Yesh Omrim against him, but in the end, he comes around. In the end, he comes around, yeah.
Isn't there a saying that it's Shafir Mikri? Avos is still called Avos after it loses that.
Okay, but how is it called Avos after it loses it? How is it called Avos? It's not Avos. We all know it's not. How is it called Avos? Where would you put the Ra on this board? Man. I think it's Pasha where the Ra goes. Man. The Ra is about species. Does something species change based on what falls off?
No.
Right? I don't understand. If you skin a tiger and it no longer has stripes, is it now become a lion? No, a species doesn't change if you damage something. That's obvious, right? If you take an apple tree and pick a hole in the apples, it's still an apple tree. It's still the same species. The species is mikvah when it grows, not when it falls off. So I think this is pasha, that this would be the ra'ah. The ra'ah says kosher. Why would the ra'ah say kosher? Because all you need is the right species. As long as you have the right species, you're beseder. Right? As long as you have the right species, you're beseder. And once you have the right species at the beginning, it's called avos. It was an anafit. What species was it? It was species anafit avos. Oh, it got damaged later. Getting damaged doesn't change what species it is. It changes what shape it's in, but it doesn't change what species it is. And let's just ask one question. If so, then why is Nashru Rov Alav Pasol according to the Ra'ah? After all, if it doesn't, right? Well, let me explain what I mean by this.
Yeah.
In case it wasn't clear to you. Because species doesn't change if the leaves fall off. And that's exactly what Ellie was reading from the Ra'ah. It's still called Avos. Avos means it has to be the species of Avos. Even if you knock off a few leaves, it's still species called Avos. It's not a different species. Also, what's wrong with knocking off all the leaves? What do you have to say? Then what's wrong with knocking off all the leaves is perhaps, or maybe what's an easy way to explain, Hadar. That's the Shut Pnei Yoshua. The Shut Pnei Yoshua, according to the Shari Tshuva here. You have to read it inside, I admit, because in the Shut Shari Tshuva, he adds a few words at the end, which might confuse you, but I have it inside if you want to borrow. But the Shut Pnei Yoshua is not the Pnei Yoshua on the Gemara, but it's his great-grandfather who he was named after.
Oh.
So the Shut Pnei Yoshua is the great-grandfather of the Pnei Yoshua who the Pnei Yoshua was named after. So it is the same name Yoshua, just one Nagla later. Okay, so that's the Shut Pnei Yoshua. They're both from Rabbi Yeshua from Krakow, but the rest of the names are different. One second. Says the Shut Pnei Yoshua. He says, no, then that's problem because it's not Hadar once most of the leaves fall off. Yeah, most of the leaves fall off, you have a Hadar problem. But if only a minority of the leaves fall off, then who cares which minority of the leaves fall off? As long as most of the leaves are still there, it's still Mahadar. It's still Hadar. After all, it has a lot of leaves, it's still Hadar. And who cares that you don't see any Mishulashim? It grew Mishulashim, so it's a species called Mishulashim. That's the sheet of the Ra'ah. Who agrees with the Ra'ah? Who agrees with the Ra'ah? The Ritva. The Ritva quotes a Machlokas, but he leans towards the Ra'ah. The Ritva and Ram quote a Machlokas. They say, Yesh Amar this way, and the Ra'ah says that way. But the Ritva leans towards the Ra'ah.
This might be the same point, but he didn't die from the Gemara that it's Avos of Kayamis. Even when one falls off, it's Avos of Kayamis. That's not, it doesn't sound like it's still Avos just because it has two left.
Okay, Ellie wants the Taina a little differently than me. Ellie wants the Taina that, no, you still need the Avos to be Kayam. You still need the Avos to be Kayam. It's just Rov Avos counts as Avos. Avos doesn't mean Mishulashim. Avos means majority of Mishulashim. So, where are you reading from, by the way?
The
Ram. You're reading, where's the, he says, Avazal Sumjaki, I'm reading Kula Avos Hanjig al Shir, we min Avos. The Kami plus of Chadkin, and that sounds like what I was saying. Also, it's the oils be min Avos. The Ika Bakuli Shir, Chadkin, and Lobby Avos Puzzle. Shabhachi, I'm reading the Avos Shlosh, Ashkan, of Kul Shir, we min Avos, and Nash makes all the Kul Shir, Rob Kakan, and you stay all the Kul Shir, Shab, make Avos. Dagli, when you're reading Mark, in the Nasri Trey, Avos Hefa Mashkaf. So, the Amokal Hefa, the Nasri Trey, Shap Mikri Avos. The Elo, Lema came to Nasri, Avos came to the Nasri Mine, Klal, Avos came to Hefa Mashkaf, Hasla. Okay, it's not as beforeish as you quoted to me, but it could be. Okay, I'll admit, you could have a different way of reading the Ra'ah. Clearly, though, if you say, let's take the other option. We'll stick an Ellie here. What if you said no? It was mamish. Just it's not about the species. You just need shame avos. Then the pasha shop should be. But if it's not avos anymore, then it's not avos anymore. Then you should say like the Ran who quotes both but leans against the Ra. Right? The Ran leans against the Ra. Here, the Ein Ra l'Hakul B'Kach. He leans against the Ra. He's not machriya for sure. And the Meiri is also against the Ra. Said pasul. Why? Because now it's not Avos. I don't care what species it is. Right now, it's not Avos. I don't care what actual species it is. I care what it's called now. And right now, it's not Avos anymore. Although Ellie wants to say, maybe the Ra also thinks. He just thinks now it is called Avos, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
that's how they learn it here.
What?
I think that's how they learn
it. Okay. And in which case, if it was Nashru, and if it was Nashru drove Olav, if most of the Olam fell off, again, not the Asimut for a normal case, then it would be obviously can't be Avos anymore. Most of the Olam fell off, you can't really have Avos left. Then it would be Pashut that it's not Avos anymore. Now, this, by the way, is the most tremendous machlokas ever. It started off Avos. Remember, the Ra is very macro. It has to start off every single nest is Avos. You can have one nest that's not Mishol, Mishol is Pasul. That's starting off. But then if it breaks off, as long as you have two left, that's good enough. Okay, why? So again, it would work well. I'm not discounting what Ellie's saying, but if it was a matter of species like Vahai, then it worked very well. You know it's the right species. Who cares what's Avos now, as long as it's the species called Avos. Here you have here. We'll put Ellie here. Maybe even Ra'ah holds you need shame Avos now, but Rubo Kikulo. Right? Maybe even there are things you need shame Avos now, but Rubo the Avos counts as Rubo Avos Ka Avos Dami. Right? That's what Ellie was saying? Am I quoting you accurately, Ellie?
Yeah.
But Rav Avos is like Avos. It needs to be a Rav that started as Avos, not that it starts out with two. It needs to be a Rav of what was once Avos. Okay, so you can put him on that side also. Now, here is the, what is the tremendous, first of all, how do we paskin like this? Do we paskin like the Ra'ah or not? This is halacha l'maisa. I'm telling you, this could happen all the time. So, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Ra'ah or not? So, says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan, we know it's Siman Tov Reish Mem Vav, in Sifkatan Yud Ches, that B'Shas HaDchak we're making like the Ra'ah. If you can get another one better, B'Shas HaDchak we're making like the Ra'ah. Halacha L'maisa. And Shalom B'Shas HaDchak, we are Machmer. Okay. B'Shas HaDchak, we're Mekel like the Ra'ah. This is not exactly how the Rav says in the Rishimos, but there would be another big nafkamina between by the way, you could you could put another nafkamina here. Let's try to stick this in. Right? Another five. What about B'Shas HaDchak? Could you use one that's not Avos B'Shas HaDchak? Remember, that's not how the Ramah justified his minhag. He justified his minhag by saying it's Taka Kusher. But if it's a different species, then for sure it would be possible even B'Shas HaDchak. For sure it would be possible even B'Shas HaDchak. It's a different species. What if it was Ein Shmo Olav? Simple pshat is with Ein Shmo Olav. It would also L'Chor be possible B'Shas HaDchak. If we take it off to B'Shas HaDchak, L'Chor not. If it was just a side requirement, just a T'nai, then B'Shas HaDchak, we do without a T'nai? Well, that depends. Some people say only Hadar, and other people say all the T'nai. So then maybe it would be Kusher B'Shas HaDchak. Agav, here is a, if I understand correctly, what the Rav quoted his father, interesting nafkamina. What about Nashru Rov Olav? Nashru Rov Olav is for sure Pasul, right? however, what's wrong with Nashru Rov Olav? The Rav quoted from his father that in World War I, they had a lot of trouble getting Hadassim, and they got Hadassim, which were Mishulashim, but most of the leaves fell off. And there wasn't, most of the leaves fell off, and it was a problem. So, if I understood what the Rav said from his father correctly, so said his father, he said, no, basically he relied on the Shut Pnei Yeshua, and he said, you know what, if it had started off not Misholish, it would be a different species. Nothing we could do about that.
But if it started off Mishulash, they just fell off, now it's only a problem of Hadar. Now it's only a problem of Hadar. And therefore, B'Shas Adchak, you could... Now, it's unclear. This seems to be only according to the Mechaber, not the Ramah. So that's a Kasha on the Rav's father, unless he's really like the Mechaber. Says maybe B'Shas... Oh no, everyone agrees Hadar. Sorry, take it back. I'm missing the other Shani. Says B'Shas Adchak, you could take one that's not Hadar. And therefore, Hitaka said that... that if it the leaves fell off, you could take it b'shas adchak, because b'shas adchak, it's okay as long as it's not hadar. So basically, what was the Rav machria? Let me just point out what the Rav was machria. The Rav was machria that that if it started out, not avos, even b'shas adchak, it's no good. But if it started at avos and then the leaves fell off, then you could take it b'shas adchak. Okay, let me just, Chesky, I need your help so I can put this on the board and then we'll finish.
The Rambam.
What? That's kind of I'm not according to the Rambam, correct, but according to the other Rishonim. Let me just end with one thing.
There are two discussions going on. One of them is Hadash Shota and the other one is Nashru Rov Alav. Are you equating the two? You're jumping from one to the other. Uh-huh. Are you equating the
okay,
two?
Okay, so let me come back to this in a moment. Let's see for a second. What's the difference between? I can erase this board. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rabbi, I just want to say, if you say that if you're willing to say the truth to me, which you have to equate the two of them, then you can say that that Adar Shota is a tisaron of Hadar.
No, but you can't because we know it's from the word avos in the pasuk. I mean, just because you can logically build to something doesn't make it a possible pshat if it's against the pasuk.
It's not against the pasuk. The pasuk means it's the time.
Okay. I'm not Makabalist. You can say it. But I won't. Let me just ask one last question. What's the relationship between we have not mishulash lechatchila and nashru alav, and therefore not Mishulash. Right? What's the relationship? Nashru Olav, and therefore not Mishulash. Okay, what's the relationship between these two cases? And here, this is, I'm just going to put back what we had on the board. Says the Ran and the Me'iri, not Mishulash Lechachila. It is Pasul. Unless it's all Mishulash, they held that more machmir opinion. Did I put the Me'iri here? No, but I should have. The Me'iri himself really goes here. He quotes the other opinion, but he likes that opinion. And they say even in this case, puzzle, unless it's all Mishulash. Okay, it needs to be almost straight through. That makes sense if it's not the definition of species, what I'm saying. What about the Ra'ah? The Ra'ah says, Pasol, unless it's all Mishulash, but Kasher, as long as most leaves are left in the nest. Right? What was the Svara for this? So here, I said the Svara is, here it's that, you need actual avos, not just species. This is repeating what was on the board already, right? If you actually need avos, then you need avos at the beginning, you need avos at the end. What's the story of the Ra'ah? So here's what I want to say, what Ellie wanted to say. Either you just need the species of avos, meaning min mamish, or what Ellie wanted to say is that it's still considered to be avos as long as you have two in each kind. Right? He says, by rule of Rove, it's still avos. And again, Rove only works a Rove of something that was once there. Right? You can't say Rove if it was never there. You cannot say start out with Rove. But rule of Rove, it's still avos Rove of something that was once there, right? That's what you just have to add. that the rule of Rove only helps if it was once there, then if Rove is there, it still levels. Okay, there are a few other shitas I just wanted to point out. The Me'iri quotes a Yesh Cholkin and a Yesh Shekasvu. Says the Me'iri, the Yesh Cholkin, here the Lashon is very, very difficult. But, says the Yesh Omrim in the Me'iri, right, you have the Yesh Omrim, the Shein Yesh Omrim. He says, no, Pasul, unless it's all Mesholish. But, that's when it starts out, when it falls off. He quotes at the end, some people want to make, even when it starts out, if there's just three Mesholish Kinim, that's the Iter. But he says, that's crazy. What if he quotes the Yesh Omrim? He says, Kosher, as long as... So here, it's, his Lashon is not exactly clear. Let me read you his Lashon. You'll tell me what you think if you're listening hard. Here's the Me'iri. Says the Me'iri. V'yesh cholkin lomar. She'ein ovos mitchiloso mi'apostol. Hov lo'haysel l'shasa kosher. If it's not ovos at the beginning, it's apostol. L'mitzvah tzarech b'kula shlosha k'mo shekasavnu. And lechachila, you need the whole thing. Of lulav mia, yavshu raval of v'chol makom yesh mishakasav. Shenashu v'yavshu lenin hadas akol echad sheyavshu shanzui nishirasan. Falling off is the same as yavesh. Apenashu kol shenshar shlosha kinim brosh kol echad me'abadim kesheira. So what's this? Unless kosher, as long as you have three kinim mishulashim on the top of each branch. That's the Me'iri in the name of the Yesh Omrim. Possible unless you have three kinim mishulashim on the top of each branch. And there's a wild sheet of the Chai Adam. What's the wild sheet of the Chai Adam? He points out something strange in the... What is the Mechaber Lefi Chai Adam? This is against every other Achron in the world. What does the Mechaber say in the beginning? He quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. Says the Mechaber, quoting the Lashon of the Rambam, had Nashru Rov Olav, if mostly sell off, in the Shtayru Shlosha Olam Kan Echad Kasher. If three leaves are left in one Kan, it's Kasher. So what does that mean? So everyone says it means three leaves left in each Kan. It's the case of Asa Mitzra, which started with seven in each nest. If four fall off, you have three in each nest, it's okay. But the Chai Adam says he doesn't like that for a simple reason. He doesn't like that because the Mechaber brings Asa Mitzra and Sif Dalin. Yotzu Harbi Kan Echad, V'Nashru Yashal Nishar, V'Lishloshu Kan Echad Kasher. Why would he say the same thing twice? And Sif Dalin, he says, if you have an Asa Mitzra, and four fall off and three are left is kosher. So what does he mean in Sif Aleph? So he says a big chiddush, says the Chai Adam Das Mechaber gets all the other pronim, pasul unless Rov Mesholish to start with. That is Sif. That is very, very explicit in Sif Hey. Kosher as long as you have one Kan Mesholosh on top of each branch. That is Sif Aleph. Okay, this could also be shot on the Rambam. Maybe there are things like Achila, it needs to all be Avos. But if they fell off, you at least need Avos, a kind of Avos on top. So here, it's an interesting question. Why do you need it all or most to be avos when it grows? But if some fall off, you still need some of it to be avos. What's pshat? What's the svara for this? Like, why should you have two different standards of avos?
Because that's what was in nature. At least if it's at one point that it had a shem avos, then if it falls down, it might not.
So the svara is that, what you have to say is, I think what you have to say, if you want to disagree, you'd probably... Okay, we'll see if you want to disagree. Maybe there's two dinim. In avos. Din echad is the species. it has to grow totally ovos in order to be the right species. If it doesn't grow at least mostly ovos or all ovos, it's the wrong species. However, once it grows, then if it falls off, it doesn't change the species. But dingbat is just that you need
three
ovos bimitsios. I mean, you actually need it practically to be ovos. But the din of practically being ovos, then it's enough to be avos on top. Either three on top or one on top, depending if you have the Chayadam Shita or the Yesha Kasfu. Now, let me write this a little better. Me'iri B'Shem might not be exact. This is what's called the Yesha Kasfu. Don't ask me who this Yesha Kasfu are, because I don't know. The footnotes don't know. So it could be that in the end, there's really Tzvei Dinim and avos. Why are there Tzvei Dinim and avos? Because there are these Shitas out there, the Yesha Kasfu and the Me'iri, and the Chayadam, Lahalocha, B'dasa Mechaber, who say it needs to start out all or mostly ovos. And then if it falls off, no. If one of them falls off, it means right. Kind of like the Ratz puzzle. You still need ovos when it falls off. But when they fall off, it's enough to have ovos on top. Right. Why is that? So it might be because there's fading in ovos. You need a tenai of ovos throughout its whole lifetime. But then the top is good enough, just like lach is enough on top, ovos is enough on top. But you need a species of ovos, then the whole thing, or at least most of it, has to be ovos, or else it's the wrong species. Okay, so it could be this Tzvei Dinim and ovos. The Rav thought there was Tzvei Dinim and ovos. That's what he quotes. Maybe Cheshem said it a little differently, I know.
Different in Tilas Yaakov, that when one falls off, let's say one of the three falls off, there's still the Roshim of what was originally there.
No, I think that's what Eli was saying by the Ra, right? That's Eli's Ra. Eli is a stipler on his side. Okay, great. Eli, you have a stipler on your side. Now you're 2-1 against me. Anyway, so there could be this. Okay, so these are the four shitas as to how much ovos you need to have. Either you need to, when it ends, either, no, whatever you need to start with, you need when it ends. Assume you need to start with all of it or most of it. Or no, it's okay, even if nothing's ovos afterwards. Although you can explain that in one of two ways. Or no, it needs to start off all ovos, but in the end, you only need the top three ovos, either three on the top, Yesha Kasfu, or one on the top, Chai Adam. And then that would mean there are Tzvei Dinim and Avos. There's the din of the species called Avos, and there's the din of the actual practical Avos, actually practically being Avos. Okay, now I think we're ready to move on. Let's go back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara. And here, I apologize, I'm skipping a little. It's just that the berries come in the middle of the Dichoy Gemara. And so I want to do the berries, knock off the berries first. Pun intended, sorry. A very bad pun. And then we'll come back to the dichoy. So let's look at the berries. Says the Gemara, and here I am, two lines from the end of the Aleph Lamed Gimel and Aleph. We said if there are more berries, it's possible. Achesi, when you get a chance. Amar Fista, Dorazer Rabbeinu Agol, Amri, Rabbeinu Agol meaning Rav. It's only true if the berries are in one place. If the berries are in two or three places, it's pasul. Oh, sorry, it's kasher. Amrin, le rava shnayim shlosh makomos have newer pasul. What do you mean? Two or three places shouldn't be better. Two or three places should be worse because it's like menomer. It's splotched, and splotched looks worse. Ela I itmar hachi itmar. But if he said anything, this is what he said. Oshay number one, we all apostle. Or chesed dovers ever been. We got a lomer mukav yezro. Lo shon olam shchoros. A lot of yerokos meaning the hadas subakasher. It's only blackberries, but green berries are similar to the hadas, and they are kosher. Amar papa dumos kishchoros dami. Red counts like black. Amar chanina haydam shachar adam will shalachin. Chanina said in Hilchas Nida that black blood is really red blood that was degraded, but black is really a form of red, and therefore red has the same halachic status as black. Okay, excellent. Now, did you get the board? Okay, terrific. Now we just have one simple question, which is, what's wrong with the berries being more, what's wrong with having more berries than, bless you, what's wrong with having more berries than, So, what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say here about Menumer? Read me the... What?
Avada.
Yeah. What's wrong with Anavav Merubin May Olav? Right? Not Anavav, but Anavav. So Rashi by Menumer here says Hadar. Okay, that's within the Shaklavatari of Menumer. You could say it's only Shaklavatari, but on Daf Yud Aleph, Rashi is very clear. What is Rashi on Daf Yud Aleph? He says, very clear, I'll read it to you. Anavav Merubin May Olav Pasol Dehavali Menumer V'lav Hadar Hu. Anavav Merubin is a psul of Hadar. Rashi says exceedingly clearly that the psul is Midin Hadar. No uncertain terms. Great. So, says Rashi, it's not Hadar. It's like Menumer. It is not Hadar. It's all splotchy. Even if it's, I think it doesn't matter if it's in one place or many places. Rashi would say it's all splotchy, and it's not Hadar. Great. Who else agrees with Rashi? The Rimul Nil also says that it's Midin Hadar. The Meiri and the Sefer Mechtom also say this. Okay, I didn't put it all in the Makoros, but you would add the Rilu Nil and the Sefer HaMechtom and the Meiri, which you can all find in your Bar Ilan, etc., all say it's a psol of Hadar. It doesn't look nice. Now, here's a little funny. What doesn't look so nice? I don't know. Take a poll. Who thinks a myrtle branch looks nicer with berries? Who thinks it looks less nice? If you think it looks nice with berries, raise your hand. If you think it looks ugly with berries, raise your hand. Okay, great. Okay, Rashi's right. Excellent. There's democracy in action right there. The truth is, I think Rashi's l'shitase. Did you notice the Rashi and Daf Lamed Aleph from an Aleph? What does Rashi say? The Gemara is a Havamina that Rabbi Yehuda says you need to be Oge the Lulav Amino because of Hadar. Mar says, no, that's not true, because you can easily use Siv and Ikra de Dikla. What does Rashi say in Lamed Aleph and Aleph? It's a great Rashi. He says, V'afli she'en mar'ehem doma l'mari alulav, even though they don't look the same. The time of Yulam Shem Hadar, because it's not an Indian of Hadar. What is he implying? Something that looks different is not Hadar, right? A different look is not Hadar, even if it's not an ugly thing. Like, are berries ugly? Are they like a chazazis? Are berries a fungus? Are berries a disgustingness? No. But Rashi thinks anything that looks different, a different things that look different, are considered Hadar, and that is Menumer, right? Rashi says, Eino Hadar, right? Because Rashi, Lishitas, Lamanov, Amenalef, whatever has a different Mare is not Hadar. Okay, that is one shot. However, the Yerushalmi declares a Chakira about this. Yes. What's the Chakira of the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, is it because... Right? Eino domal eitzo doesn't look the same. That sounds like Rashi. Or because...
Nigmar
Perio. Gemar Pri. What's the problem with a Gemar Pri? What's so bad about a Gemar Pri?
It takes away.
It becomes the Iker. And what does the Torah say it should be? Anaf Eitzavos, not pre-Eitzavos, right? Pre-Eitzavos, not pre-Eitzavos. If there are more payros, then you go by the rove, and it's considered a pre. But you can't have a pre, you need a chalos anaf, not a chalos pre. So says the Yerushalmi, says because it's a chalos pre, not a chalos anaf. It's a Gemara pre. And here, the big discussion, what's Maskon in the Yerushalmi? But the Pashup shot of the Yerushalmi is Hoylo Taima Di Lo Mishum Shining Marperio. Isn't the real reason? Because the Gemara Pri, that's how the Ravaz explains, and we're not getting into all the Mepharshim of the Yerushalmi here. Seems the Yerushalmi clears the Chakira. This is the Chakira of the Yerushalmi. Chakira, so you don't need to be a brisker. The Yerushalmi cleared this Chakira. And the Yerushalmi concludes because the Shem Pri instead of a Shem Anaf. And no, Pri is for Esrog. Here you need Anaf. And Rashi thinks, and the Meiri and the Rilu Nil and Mechtam, basically the Chachmei Provence, think because it's not Hadar. Okay, what is a Nafgamina between these two opinions? Okay, we have the classic old-style Nafgamina between the opinions, right? What are the classic old-style Nafgamina between the Chakir and the opinions? One, how about Yontif Sheni?
Yeah,
if it's the wrong color Shem, then it's possibly only Yontif Sheni.
Yeah.
If it's not Hadar, then it's kosher, according to Sfaradim, who don't require Hadar and Yom Tov Sheni.
Or,
what about,
now, I'm not making up an opinion, this is a machlokas, right? The Orchas Chaim said, quote in the Beis Yosef, what did the Orchas Chaim say? Do I have that Beis Yosef somewhere? Here it is. Kosov Orchas Chaim Shem Bal HaShlama, then, oh, that's the, no, that's the other case. Here we are. Of all another Rabbi Yehuda, kosher miyom sheni ve'elach.
This is the Orchas Chaim and the Sefer Hashlama. This actually works well because the Orchas Chaim and the Sefer Hashlama were Chachmei Provence, so they probably held like the Sefer Hamichton and the Meir and the Rilunel. And therefore, if it's Hadar, it's kosher. When it's fired, miyom sheni. But the Beis Yosef himself says he doesn't think so.
Says the Beis Yosef himself there. The lo mashli hachil kosher meat out of the olam pasul. It's pasul forever. It's pasul forever. Not to mention the fact that all the achronim say, "Why be making on yantiv shein on cholamoid?" At least you know you could just pick it. Okay. The other classic nafkamina is
what about b'shas adchak? Give me a second. What about b'shas adchak? B'shas adchak. If it's hadar, then lachor. If it's a lack of hadar, that's kosher b'shas adchak. We are mevater. We can't put it on hadar b'shas adchak. But if it's not the right Chol Hashem, L'chor should be possibly even B'shas Adchak. More interestingly, how about the question of, what about, before we get to that, what about Anavav Mu'atin Me'alav Bishnayim Vishlosha Mikolos? What if there are less berries? There's only 40% berries, not 51% berries. Right? There's 100 leaves and 98 berries. But they're in many places. So, what does the Ra'ah say? If you read very carefully, you saw a line in the hiding the Ra'ah about this. Did I put the Ra'ah in the Makoros? Oh, I should have, no?
Yeah? The last line of two.
The last... Why can't... I must have mixed up my...
Ra'ah,
what? Can you read it to me?
I don't.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, did I Xerox it on the Makoros?
No.
No, okay, that was she on my part. Okay, keep going. Okay, says the Ra'ah. In Esrog, we know if there's Chazazas on Rubo, it's Pasol. What if the Chazazas is Miot? Then if it's in two or three places, it's possible, right? If it's in two or three places, it's more lack of hinder than in one place. Like chazazis, I should say kamo chazazis, right? The rule of chazazis is rove is not mehudr. Mia is mehudr in one place, but in two places, meaning in two places, it's uglier if it's in two places. And that's how he reads here. He said it's more menumer. However, if it's a matter of Chaloshem, who cares between two places, one place? If it's a miyot, it's a miyot. And this is the opinion of Tosos on the top of Lama Gimel and Beis. Right, I think you could also say, even if a matter of Hadar here, as long as it's a miyot, it's Hadar, no matter how many places. But at the very least, you could say, if it's Hadar, it could be that 40% in a few places is as bad as 51% in one place. So, matter of Chaloshem, either it's Rov or it's miyot. And, of course, the most interesting and important and the great Lamaisa Nafkamina is, what about, and here we have to move to things, why is green kosher? So why is green kosher? If you take the pshat of Eino Hadar, why is green kosher? Because it's the
same
color. If you take the pshat of Gemara Pri, why is green kosher? Because it's not a Gemara Pri. Everyone knows. You ever eat something green? I know you eat green beans. I say, you ever eat green tomato? You ever eat green orange? No. Why? Because it's not Gemara Pri.
Right.
Because it's not Gemara Pri. Meaning, it's not a shame Pri. It's not a shame Pri till it's Nigmar. What's a nafkamina? And this is the way most Achronim read the Yerushalmi. Nafkamina is, right?
5. What if this type produces green ripe berries? What if you have a strand of hadas that the Gemar Pri is green? That's exactly what the Rishalmi is saying according to most Mefarshim. What if it's Darko Li Gadel? What's the Lashon Rishalmi? Darko Li Gadel. Let me read you the Lashon Rishalmi. What if it's Darko Li Gadel Yerokim? Right?
It doesn't have berries now?
Darko Li Gadel Yerokim. No! It has green berries. But that's the normal Gemar Pri for it. So if it's a matter of Hadar, it should be kosher. Right? Yeah. Because it looks okay. But if it's a matter of Gemara Pri, it should be possible. Because usually green is unripe. But in this one, the green ones are ripe. So what about, let me just read that a little better. What about a, just give me 2 seconds. What about a, right, a strain, a special strain of myrtle, which has ripe green berries. I know, usually it doesn't. When they're ripe, they're blue or black. But what if? And now we'll have one other one. Why? What if? Here's a simple question. What if it is neither green nor red or black? What if it's not green nor red nor black? Then what's the deal? What would you think? If it's neither red nor green or black, make a diuk from the Gemara, what's the din? Diuk from the Gemara, what's the din? Someone be medayik from the Gemara, someone put on their thinking cap. We all have our thinking caps, these are to make us think. What if it's neither, and here's a great naftmina. What if it's taka blue? Although blue might be considered green, right? What if it's neither, what if it's yellow? What would you say? Be medayik from the Gemara, kosher or pasul?
The Gemara tries to prove that black is the same as red.
Ah, how does the Gemara pasul red? Does it just say because red's not green? What does it say? Because red counts as black. What does that imply? Only if you can prove that it counts as black is pasul. But if you can't prove that it counts as black, it is kosher. That is the maskana. He's not so much of the maisim. That's the maskana of the prima gadim. Says the prima gadim kosher. Says the prima, which does make sense. Let's say it's a third color. It's yellow, it's purple, it's blue. It's brown. What should you say, Misvara? Misvara, if it's a matter of not looking nice, then what would you say?
Puzzle.
It would be puzzle, because it doesn't look nice. If it's a matter of hold on a second. If it's a matter of, give me a sec. If it's a matter of Gemar Pri, then the Chora should be puzzle, right? If it's a matter of Gemar Pri, it should be puzzle. If it's a matter of not looking nice, then you could say maybe puzzle because it's different color, right? Or maybe kosher. Why would it be kosher? Because only black and red are bad colors.
Yeah.
Black and red are improper colors, are failed colors. It's not supposed to use black and red berries. Black and red are what's called a likoy, right? Who says it's a likoy? Let me just read you. I should have put this on the chorus. Let me read you one line, and then I will finish. Don't worry, you will get home today. But I have to read you one line. You're not allowed to leave till I read you one line, if I can find that one line. Yes, says the Michtam, he says, black and red are a likoy. Says the Michtam, because black and red are, how do you say a likoy? Are sick colors. Are defective colors. Are defective colors. Black and red are defective colors. But blue, for example, blue is a pretty color. Maybe blue is a pretty color. Black and red are defective colors. And that's what it means. Adam ol shalaka, says the Michtam. These are Laka. So, this is what the Michtam says. And who says what? This says the Prima Gadim. And his Diyuk is from the Gemara. Why do they need an excuse to say red is pasul like black? Why don't you say it's a different color? No, it must be only defective colors are pasul. But different colors are okay. However,
If you want to say otherwise, then there are other pshatim, there's the kapos tmarim, etc., can get out of this diuk from the Gemara. But anyway, this could be a trinis naftamina. What about a blueberry nowadays? Right? Hadassah, the truth is myrtles are supposed to produce blueberries. So, do you say that's possible because it looks different? Or do you say it's possible because it's Gemara Pri? Or do you say it's kosher because it's not defective? It's kosher because it's not defective. It's min, it's the normal way. And the Prima Gadim says taka kosher. Neither green nor red were black. The Prima Gadim says kosher. And the Kapos Tmarim says puzzle. The Kapos Tmarim says puzzle. Okay. Anyway, that's a tremendous nafgamina. If you get it with blueberries, the Prima Gadim will say, that's fine, that looks nice, taka. After all, it's very pretty with blueberries. That's how God made it. That's how they used to put on the wreaths of the victors in ancient Rome, etc. How only black and red berries, those are ugly because those are all shriveled and defective. On the other hand, you could say, no, any different color is possible, or Gemar Pri. Anything that's Gemar Pri is possible, and then blue would for sure be possible because it's a different color, pashtus, unless you want to call it the same color, and it's Gemar Pri. So here, possible, even blue would be possible because blue is definitely Gemar Pri. Here, it would be kosher, and maybe puzzle, and blue would be tzarech iyon. Why? Because we're not sure if blue is so different than green or not. It blends with green a little more than red and black. So, again, you could say, nope, anything that's not defective is kosher, and this is about likoy. Only red and black are defective and ugly. Or you could say, no, anything that looks different is puzzle.
Rashi said they have to look green.
What?
Rashi said they have to look green. The lav min yarok.
Yeah, but that can mean yellow.
Okay. Rashi says, okay, we'll have to. Rashi says, don't go away though. Okay, you know what? So Rashi will be an echanami. Rashi could be, where does Rashi say it? Delav min yoroku. Good. Okay, so I think Rashi would go here. Because Rashi says it has to dock to be green, and because of Hadar, because anything different color is green.
Yeah, but otherwise, it doesn't make sense what they're trying to prove from the Damnido, because they're not talking about beauty there. They're talking about whether it's Dam or not. All right.
The, one second. The truth is, unless you want to say black is not a Gemar Pri, could you say black is not a Gemar Pri? No, black is a Gemar Pri, no, because the other things that you don't need to prove this a Gemar Pri. Okay, I'm going to stick with what I have here. Okay, we'll have to pick up with Dikoy next time. Okay, here's next on Thursday. Many of us, including myself, are celebrating Purim. I'm not sorry to say, I'm very happy to say we're celebrating Purim. Much better than the alternative. But we can't have Shir on Thursday, and I know I didn't even get to number three on the Makoros sheet here about Dichoy. Did you guys finish the Gemara in Dichoy? What? Where are we up in Seder? What? Did you do the Gemara in Dichoy? Did you do the Gemara in Dichoy, but you still have some time for the Tosim a little. Okay, let's see.
That people, I don't think we're ever going to have time.
That's a hard... Should we try to make sure on Wednesday, or should we just wait till next Monday? Next Monday? Okay, we'll just wait till next Monday. I'll give you what to do until then, so no one will be bored. And we'll pick up here with Dikoy on next Monday.